sick of being Mr. Nice Guy as a subject. Dear Stephen Shirley, recently when I was with my ex, our neighbor was a single mother of a little boy. When I met her, we clicked instantly. So every day we would talk about everything, go places together, go out to eat, etc. We were like Bonnie and Clyde, and everywhere we went, people thought we were a couple. Her son even calls me dad. She confided in me with everything. I gave her everything that her previous boyfriends couldn't. She would call me with guy problems almost every day. I started feeling like she was the one. We had such a close bond. So when me and my ex split up, I decided to try to get with the neighbor a couple of months later, and she started saying, not right now, or I can't do that to my friend, which was my ex. She has morals, blah, blah, blah. Crazy thing is, she was just a booty call with the guy she used to sleep with. She knew each one had a girl, but she didn't care. But then she wouldn't date me, so I started to fall back from her. She continued to call me and tried to talk to me about her problems, and I told her I can't do this because I have feelings for you and it hurts me to see what you're going through. It's been about 3 months since I told her that, and she often calls saying she misses me or calls to talk about her problems. She knows I'm a good man, and I don't get why she doesn't want me, but instead will settle for bum guys. So now I'm at the point where I don't know what to do or say when she calls. Is it right for me to tell her the truth about the guy she gets with, or bring out the black side of me and tell her don't call me with her problems anymore? I just can't stand to see her hurt like this. I'm confused. Please help. Well, first of all, don't say that, you know, you're going to bring out the black side of you. Don't say that, okay? Jaheim?
I think this brother needs to go to the nice guy rehab center.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And get his life together, because being a nice guy, you always finish last. Tommy.
Okay. All right. Okay. Short and sweet, to the point.
I ain't mad at you. Let's talk about it. Mr. Nice Guy. Let's do this. Quit being Mr. Nice Guy, because that's not working right now. So it's time you say you want to bring out your black side. Bring out your black backside.
Uh-uh.
What?
All right.
Bring out your black backside. Your hints ain't big enough. She don't know that you like her like this. You got to be direct. Invite her over to talk about her problem. Answer the door, butt naked. Your black backside right there. So every time y'all talk, she see exactly where you coming from. Come on in. I know you want to discuss what's going on with you. It's a lot going on with me, too. Can't you tell? Look at me. It's a lot going on with you. Sit down on the couch. Some crackers, some cheese, some wine.
Really?
Sit on the couch Indian style, butt naked.
That's too much.
You got to do this. I'm trying to get you. Wait, let me tell you. Look, try this here. Next time it's about 11:30 at night, go next door. And borrow some sugar or something. When you knock on the door and she open it, guess what? You got some shoes on, and that's all. You butt naked. You got to get your point across to her. She don't hear where you coming from yet, boy. All right? You got to come correct with this.
Shirley, are you shy?
Tell her you want to run to the store. You want her to run to the store with you. Pull over there in her driveway.
Mm-hmm.
When she come out and get in the car, she'll realize you what? Butt naked. You got to get your point across. Get your point across.
Get in the car.
Bring out your black backside. Be in your backyard. Backyard about 5:30 in the evening. Tell her to bring you some lemonade. You cut in the yard. When she open up and come through the backyard, guess what? You cut in the yard what? Butt naked with some Timberland boots on. Get your point across, man.
What'd you say, Jaheim? You said something.
I said he got some serious issues, though. I don't know what type of man really. I'm not trying to be the nice guy, but who talks to a friend's friend?
Yeah, and
Nobody.
He's calling himself the Mr. Nice Guy. No one has called him the nice guy. This is what he's thinking about himself. This isn't nice.
Your son can't like call me daddy, and we ain't doing mama and daddy things.
Okay.
You sound like a pervert. Old pervert.
I ain't no pervert, but be naked. If you're naked, you're blunt. You're direct with what you're saying. This is what you have to come to.
He sound like an old pervert, you know, like the nice guy. Friend from another friend, you know. He just needs to
hear what she's saying. Your ex was her friend. There is an unspoken girlfriend rule. We don't
and
go
she got
there.
Kids. Yeah, she got a son.
We don't date our ex's men. We just
she
don't
booty calling with everybody else, Shirley.
According to him, yes.
Yes. He watching everybody go in and out that house. It's killing him. He want to go in that house. Go she in that house. Butt naked.
Sing the Steve Harvey Morning Show.